Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Ross Stores, Inc., a leading off-price retailer known for offering a wide range of name-brand apparel and home goods at discounted prices. Ross Stores operates under the Ross Dress for Less and DD's Discounts banners, catering to value-conscious consumers. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Ross Stores has been a significant player in the off-price retail sector for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the scarcity effect and the anchoring effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like pricing strategy and inventory management?
The scarcity effect is particularly relevant to Ross Stores' approach, especially in how they manage inventory and pricing strategies. The scarcity effect refers to the cognitive bias where people place a higher value on items that are perceived as scarce or limited in availability. Ross leverages this bias by offering a constantly changing inventory of limited-time deals on branded merchandise. Customers feel compelled to make a purchase when they perceive that an item might not be available later, which drives impulse buying and repeat visits. The anchoring effect, another key behavioral finance concept, plays a significant role in how Ross approaches its pricing strategy. The anchoring effect refers to the tendency to rely heavily on the first piece of information encountered the anchor when making decisions. Ross Stores often displays the original retail price alongside their discounted price, using the higher retail price as an anchor to make the discount seem more significant. This strategy reinforces the perception of value among consumers, encouraging them to make purchases based on the apparent savings.
And this focus on leveraging the scarcity effect and anchoring effect has helped Ross Stores maintain its leadership position in the off-price retail sector, appealing to budget-conscious consumers who value the thrill of finding a good deal.
Exactly. Ross Stores' strategic use of the scarcity effect in inventory management and the anchoring effect in pricing appeals to investors looking for a company that understands consumer psychology and leverages it to drive sales. However, this approach also means that Ross must carefully manage the risks associated with inventory turnover, supply chain disruptions, and competitive pressures, particularly as the retail industry continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Ross Stores. As a major player in the retail industry, DEI is particularly important for Ross. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Ross Stores' approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a highly competitive and consumer-driven industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Ross's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Ross to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the retail industry. For investors, Ross's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Ross build stronger relationships with employees, customers, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like retail, where the ability to foster inclusivity and consumer trust is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, Ross Stores not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Ross Stores operates in a highly competitive and consumer-driven industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer preferences, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Ross Stores' strategy involves continuously adapting its product offerings, store formats, and customer engagement efforts to meet the evolving needs of value-conscious consumers while maintaining its focus on low prices and high turnover. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, changing consumer preferences, and shifting retail trends. Ross's ability to understand and respond to new market trends, such as the increasing demand for sustainable products, shift towards more online shopping, and the growing importance of personalized customer experiences, allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, Ross can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the retail industry.
And this adaptability is essential for Ross stores, especially as they face competition from other off-price retailers and the growing demand for more sustainable and personalized shopping experiences. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Ross Stores' focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the off-price retail sector while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer behavior, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Ross Stores to other companies in the off-price retail and discount sectors like TJX Companies, Burlington Stores, and Dollar General. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Ross Stores' dynamics are often compared to other off-price retailers like TJX Companies, Burlington Stores, and Dollar General, particularly in their approach to pricing strategy, inventory management, and competition. Ross's strength lies in its focus on a treasure hunt shopping experience and value pricing, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances consumer psychology with operational efficiency. TJX Companies, with its emphasis on global brand offerings and customer loyalty, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes scale and market dominance. Burlington Stores, known for its leadership in branded apparel and home goods, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in off-price retail and customer engagement. Dollar General, with its focus on low prices and convenience, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate cost leadership with market expansion. Ross Stores' behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for value, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the off-price retail sector.
And unlike Burlington Stores, which focuses heavily on branded apparel and home goods, Ross Stores' strength lies in its specialization in a treasure hunt shopping experience and value pricing, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Ross Stores, the focus on pricing strategy, consumer behavior, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the off-price retail sector.
To sum up, Ross Stores, Inc. S approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their pricing strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DDI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Ross Stores' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.